This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The United States, Germany and France have backed Britain's conclusion that Russia carried out an attack on a former Russian spy in England earlier this month. The four countries jointly condemned Russia, saying it was the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since the Second World War. They've called on Moscow to make a full disclosure to the International Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Russia rejects the claims. The U.S. National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, gave this statement.
We believe that Russia was responsible for this attack, and we call on the Russian government to answer all questions related to this incident and to provide full information to the OPCW. No nation, Russia, China, or anybody else, any other nation, should be using chemical weapons and nerve agents.
President Putin has met with his Security Council, which expressed grave concern over what it called Britain's destructive and provocative position. A pedestrian bridge stretching across a street at Florida International University has collapsed in the U.S. city of Miami, killing a number of people. Many more people are reported to be trapped in the rubble. Television footage showed emergency services tending to victims at the scene, searching for people in the debris and loading others on stretchers into ambulances. The 950-ton bridge was only opened on Saturday. A court in Israel has suspended a government plan to deport tens of thousands of African migrants who entered the country illegally. A group of migrants from Eritrea and Sudan had mounted a legal challenge. From Jerusalem, here's Yolande Nell.
Under Israel's plan announced in January, these migrants, mostly from Eritrea and Sudan, were being given incentives to leave for an unnamed African country, understood to be Rwanda or Uganda, or face imprisonment with eventual forced expulsion. Many of those affected claimed they were asylum seekers, and the government's move drew criticism from the United Nations Refugee Agency and Israeli and foreign activists. Now, following a petition, the Supreme Court has given the state until the 26th of March to provide further information. Until then, migrants can't be deported to a third country.
This is the World News from the BBC.